I was sitting on my deck the other morning, reading my meditation books and contemplating the major points of life. Actually, I was daydreaming while eating some buttered raisin toast, though I just read something that offered a bit of inspiration. It made me think, what's in a day? Some would say there's 24 hours or 86,000 and some odd seconds. Others might say what's in their day is a list of activities like pressing the snooze button again, or brushing their hair, arriving at work, washing dishes, bathing kids. They mark what's in their day by checking off an itemized task list. I can relate. I still do that to a certain point, always in a semi-hurry, if not in a flat-out hurry. I used to find myself wanting to be somewhere else, not physically, mind you, but mentally and emotionally. Always a better place, relaxed and full of serenity. Ah, someday. For example, when I was 8, I wanted to be 10, because I thought 10 sounded old and respected. When 10, I wanted to be a teenager. At 13, I wanted to be 18, you know, so I could have a beer. That was Kansas law back then. At 18, I wanted to be 21. You know, you get the picture. I was always wanting to be older and at a point where I could say, now I can relax with no guilt, having attained that magical level, always wishing away my current existence, thereby minimizing my current presence of being. That always devalued the present and devalued what I was doing and devalued me. I was restless, irritable, and discontented. Doug Larson, the columnist, once said, "The world is full of people looking for spectacular happiness while they snub contentment." Contentment? Man, I want me some of that. I thought the way to contentment was drowning myself in work and activity and community, seeking approval and stimulating highs along the way. Stimulating highs by being recognized for getting stuff done on a grand scale. After wishing away a great deal of my life, I've now found spiritual practices to follow that are personal and quiet, not spectacular or dazzling. A spiritual quietness each day changes us slowly over time, and our reward is contentment. If we fully surrender to it, to all of it, it's a way of life. What's in my day now is spiritual growth and spiritual surrender. The emphasis is on what's in the day. Time to a CEO is different than time to, say, a goat, but each have the same 24 hours in a day. With a spiritual quietness, time becomes a resource, not a method for accomplishments. Time allows for opportunities to make a difference in someone else's life. Gary Chapman, in his book, The Five Love Languages, says you spell the four-letter word love, T-I-M-E, and lo and behold, turning time into a resource, making that difference in another's life by being present to them and to ourselves, offers a serenity not found on any old checklist. Some call it happiness, a value that can't be actively attained or accomplished. It just comes and lights on your shoulder like a butterfly when you least expect it. In another famous book, one by Charles Schulz, a book about 15 pages long, Linus on Life, Schulz wrote, "You could never find the flowers of happiness around the corner if you fail to see them now at your feet." And by the way, I don't like the word happiness, but I'll save that for a different day. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.